Welcome, family, friends, and loved ones. We are not gathered today, but apart
this
together.
This is a wedding in Alaska during the coronavirus. That was a friend of Kendra Kennedy and George Faber, who was supposed to be in Alaska in March, but she sent her message by video instead, and so did nearly every other guest.
Congrats on your wedding. We wish we could be there to celebrate in person, but we'll toast you and wish you well from Wisconsin.
Kendra and George got married in Girdwood, about 45 minutes south of Anchorage, the city where Kendra grew up. They had planned the wedding for almost a year, and then in weeks, everything changed as the coronavirus spread across the globe.
2 weeks before our wedding, we had 110 confirmed guests, and over the course of 8 days, it went down to 12.
But even with the rush to change plans, George says, they always knew they would get married somehow, some way on March 21st. Marriage is more than just one day, George says, or one celebration.
No matter how bad things got, no matter how stressful things became, no matter how many people canceled, that the one thing we knew is we're going to get married on this date. And, you know, that's what the most important thing.
So Kendra's sister ended up hurrying to the courthouse to get paperwork to marry them. They live streamed their wedding from a church in Girdwood and had their first dance in a living room. The next day, Anchorage started hunkering down. There's also nothing quite like hunkering down for several weeks to solidify a relationship, says Gus O'Malley. Gus and Grace Graham live in Anchorage and plan to get married this month.
The fact that we've been stuck in the house together for the last 6 weeks and still really like each other, so that's probably a good sign that we still actually want to spend our lives together.
Gus and Grace had always imagined they would elope one day, though when they told Grace's mom that, she did not love the idea. So in December of 2018, they started piecing together a Girdwood wedding for May 30th of this year. But then came the coronavirus, and it's kind of set them back to their original plan. Now they'll have a tiny ceremony on a porch or at a park.
Initially, we wanted something really small and simple, and it's kind of been enforced, so that is maybe good.
In a lot of ways, getting married during a pandemic is about adapting and changing expectations. And it turns out it also, like many parts of life right now, can rely on the internet.
I love it. This is my new favorite. I think this is very pretty.
That's the sound of picking out a wedding dress over Zoom. Maggie Ryan and Chuck Herman are getting married later this summer. Maggie is trying on a series of dresses in their Anchorage home, and Chuck is helping drape the gowns so friends can better see them on their laptop screens.
I think I am one of the first grooms in history to be a wedding dress shop assistant as well, which involves me crawling around on the floor with my eyes closed.
Maggie and Chuck have postponed their big Talkeetna celebration until next year. For now, they'll return in June to where they got engaged, Root Glacier outside of McCarthy. And in front of just a few friends, they'll say their vows. In Anchorage, I'm Tegan Hanlon.